Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
No, you have to take a bite into it, have it in your mouth. And you have to take not regular Cocogen, ubiquinol, and the methyl B12. Right? And a product we call Bane Away. So contact Michelle, she'll get it to you. And welcome back. And we are back with Bob Vineyard. Now, I want to follow up on a couple stories. Recently, the Rothschilds, of course, being the bad guys, they announced that Northern California wine had some radioisotopes. Now, people have to understand, isotopes only occur, and there's three different streams of radiation coming from Fukushima or from post-geriatric nuclear reactors. Around 700 nuclear reactors we call post-geriatric, whether they're the type of Russian-type reactors, basically the reactors of the Chernobyl style, which are still releasing radiation in Europe. But we have tons of them here in America, and most of them are located in the southeastern United States and along the eastern seaboard, where they really got into a lot of nuclear power. Also in other states where they don't regulate nuclear, like Arizona, there's a ton of reactors where they even sell power back to California, where it's kind of banned. The only reactor they have up is in the Indian Reserve area up in Northern California, north of Los Angeles. Here, the San Onofre reactor was shut down about 4 years ago now. And that was after, of course, somebody threw a switch in Yuma, Arizona, and actually caused a power surge to actually cause poisoning of the nuclear reactors and burned out two $850 million Hitachi made by U.S. Specs steam turbines and blew them all to hell. Now, what's going on is people don't realize unless you filter your water out, you're going to be absorbing the following. Nanoparticle, thorium, strontium, barium, aluminum they put in the upper atmosphere that are poisoning us. So I'm testing people's blood for... And I'm saying, what the hell's going on? Why do they have aluminum? They have it because they breathe, okay, and because they drink water and eat food that's been not filtered. Drinking water primarily that has nanoparticles in it. Number two, and that's one number one, the nanoparticles in the biosphere now spreading around the planet everywhere. The second thing, radiotoxins. If you think a gravity water system like a Berkey is going to take these radiotoxins at 100%, you're delusional. And I don't understand why they think that slick marketing can be a substitute for clinical knowledge and actually work in the functional medicine area. It's bizarre. I'm the only functional medicine doctor on this or any other network, and it's irritating to me when I have people that market things that really I know don't have the effectiveness and don't even address how to test to see if what they gave worked. You know, can you measure whole blood heavy metal radioisotopes with, say, Dr. Shade's lab in Colorado or other laboratories they use like Doug Willow, Washington, Meridian Valley Labs or Genova Labs or Dr. State in Chicago? No. These are blithering morons that think that they know and they can kind of get past the public who are ignorant and market to them garbage that's not going to help their health. And we're in a very toxic world. The world, in a sense, if we don't have a thermonuclear war or a major plague in the next 30 years, the world is going to go with a whimper. It won't go with a bang. It'll mean an increasingly sterile population that won't have sex because there will be a blurring of the male and female sex by toxins. People will have a drop in IQ, so they'll function less and less, and they'll come up with more and more diseases, including cancer and neurodegeneration. So people will start blithering earlier on in their life before they finally expire. And if you think that the massive increase in drugs that they're doing, or, quote, nationalized health care like Ocasio-Cortez, will fix it when you don't fix the environment, is asinine. It's not going to work. You have to make sure you're not drinking fluoridated or radioisotope or toxic pesticide-induced water, or you're going to end up with health problems. You know, how many thousands of gallons a year do people drink or cook with of water that's inferior, that they shouldn't? Really, right? And, you know, it's not a political thing where you take it and put it through a filter and say, doesn't taste bad, I don't see particles in it. Yeah, but you don't do the nuclear spectroscopy or high-pressure chromatography or other tests to see if there's, you know, phase contrast microscopy to see if there's little plastic particles or anything in your water. So you have to understand that this is a very dangerous thing, isn't it? What's going on is a degradation of the environment that's hitting all life forms, not just humans, on the planet. And water is a key part of that whole process, isn't it?
Well, it's an essential part of the process. I mean, next to air, you better have water or you're not going to last very long. Let's face it.
Right.
And sadly, you know, people really take water for granted, you know, because it's so simple to say, oh, yeah, I know what water is. You've been around water your whole life. Like, yeah, I know what that stuff is.
Pretty funny,
you know? But you don't know what it is, and it's really quite a miraculous molecule. It's very unique and different in the way that it functions. And you know, there's a lot of things about it. The thing about water is it dissolves a little bit of just about everything it touches. Now, there's some things that are inert that don't dissolve in water, but it basically dissolves a little bit of everything it touches. And so then you got to ask yourself, well, wait a second. If that's the case, then what's in my water? And when you start asking that question, you start getting into a really in-depth chunk of chemistry. Because, you know, to find out what's in the water, you've got to do a, like you said, mass chromatograph, gas spectrometry, MSGS type of tests. To give you some picture of what's in your water. And the hard part about it is you put the stuff in the MSGC and you get all the spikes, and it takes, you know, basic things you can determine from the spike on the printout or on the result, and a lot of this is automated now, but you know, if you don't test for it, you typically aren't going to know whether it's there.
Well, not only that, the spikes, even discerning what's in the spikes, if you've got 10,000 molecules in parts per million or billion, it's a big job to determine how many side groups and the backbone structure of the molecule or toxin and the attached to heavy metals and fluorides, halides, we call it, fluoride, chloride, and bromide, etc. And people don't understand many of these toxins are not additive, they're multiplicative in their toxic effect on the body. It's really... It's overwhelming, even if you're an advanced chemist. So when the average public or even regulator or the politicians try to talk like they really know what they're talking about, they're lying. You know how you know they're lying through their teeth? There's air moving over their vocal cords.
You're right. And even when they know and they determine some things, it's like, oh, yeah, we've decided, the government said, well, in 2012, yeah, we decided we're going to regulate perchlorates, right? Perchlorates, rocket fuel, basically. We're going to regulate that stuff. In the meantime, what is happening? In the meantime, the public gets to continue to drink water that has perchlorates in it. And if you have perchlorates in your water in your community, the government and your water community is under no legal obligation to tell you. It's not currently regulated, so they don't have to tell you about it. So you're drinking that stuff, waiting around for the government to decide, yeah, you know, we decided that it's okay to drink perchlorates down to some number of parts per million, parts per billion, and it won't hurt you. Well, it won't hurt you over 10 or 20 years, kind of a thing. And so then what happens is they decide after, okay, so let's say, okay, they decide they got to regulate perchlorates. Now you've got the policy issue of what do they do in the meantime while every community in the country now has to start testing and measuring to see if they have perchlorates. If they have perchlorates, then they got to come up with a way to get rid of the perchlorates before they deliver the water to you. And it's going to deliver, get rid of the perchlorates at whatever today's standard is. Well, 10 years from now, they might change the standard and say, we were sorry about that, but we really should have said it was one-tenth the amount that you've been drinking for the last 10 years and told you was safe. Sorry, it's not really safe, and that's why you all have cancer and you're all dying. But yeah, it was legal. So you don't want to live at this location that has the address is legally safe. That's not the address you want to live at. You want to live at the address that is totally and completely safe. And that's
Actually, there's a big gap. There's the canyon, the Grand Canyon of difference between morally and legally safe and biologically safe, isn't there?
Absolutely no? True.
Yeah. The Grand Canyon. That's pretty funny, eh? Amazing. Stay right there. We'll be back in a second with our next segment. If you're not drinking Pure Water System, as Spock says to Captain James T., why, Captain? You don't want those toxins in your body. Welcome back, and we've been flogging the information about Pure Water Systems for a long time. I'm so pleased with mine. I have Bev 100 systems that I've given to my sons. I have two Bev 300 systems with a reserve tank. The Bev 500 does an auto flush. The Bev 200 system is basically a tackle box. Literally looks like a tackle box because you drop the lines into a puddle and it'll convert it to cleaner than distilled water. And you can have a 12-volt conversion thing just from the battery of your truck or car. So, basically we're adapting to get people ready for what I call, power apocalypse. In other words, the most likely thing that's going to cause us to really get in trouble is the fact that our power grid is very, very fragile. We don't make UHF transformers anymore. China does. We're not getting along with them very well. So if we ask for them, some they say, you know what, America? You start treating us nice, we'll send you some UHF transformers. By the way, you have 10,000 in America. Our full production for the whole world is 200 per year. So the fact is that whether it's clean water, your so-called progressive Democrat or Republican governments are regulating water, but they're not actually telling you that besides the 35 or 45 things they regulate, there's about 10,800 with 7 new every day. In the biosphere, they're not even looking at yet because legally they're not required to. So, in other words, they're dealing with the legal entity of you, not the biological entity of you, which I think is kind of funny. In other words, on paper, they're not killing you, but in reality, they are by omission, aren't they?
It's unfortunately, it's a place of ignorance for the public. And I don't say ignorance because they're stupid. They just haven't been. They're just not aware of how that system works.
It's structurally created or feigned stupidity in the face of a regulatory oversight and control. So the control freaks are in control, but they're not actually stopping the pollution. So at point of use, when your water arrives at your home, it's not fit to drink or even bathe yourself in or do your laundry. It's not. Oh, they tell you if you get chemotherapy, don't drink the water, or you're going to die of a super infection from Giardia lamblia or some other pathogens. People say, what do you mean, Doc? You mean that water's dirty? Yeah. For example, up in Orange County, they recirculate, toilets of tap water, and the water's got birth control pill, cardiac drugs, and chemotherapy, and doping agents used for making microchips. And people say, you're kidding. No, I'm not kidding. And this isn't open to your damned opinion. It's a fact. It's an ugly fact, but it's not open to anybody's damned opinion. I'm not interested in their damned opinion. I want them to just shut up, sit down, and listen to the awful news, and then do something about it. Get a clean water system. Take that filthy water and turn it into something cleaner than the mountain water from the most pristine, isolated place on Earth. It's still cleaner than that when you put it through a water system that has a linear charcoal, best RO, best ion exchange resin. So the only thing coming out of it is water molecules, and you have to add back in 9 to 18 parts per million of calcium magnesium. So the water is so clean, when it freezes, it forms what I call angel cubes instead of ice cubes. It's pretty cool, isn't it? Angel cubes. You like my term?
I like that term a lot. The, you know, it's these regulatory oversights, these things, and what happens is that the, you know, people are they get a drink of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They get drink it because, like you say, it's not being taken care of. It's only being they're only feigning like they're taking care of it. It's the burden, the environmental, the economic burden on the society is going to be so profound to change all these. I mean, what happened? They changed the arsenic rule. They changed the arsenic rule back in 2012. And originally they said you could have 50 parts per billion arsenic in your water, and that wouldn't be terribly harmful to you. No, it's going to kill you over a long period of time instead of a short period of time. And then they changed the standard, and so that every community that currently was fighting to beat the arsenic rule, and those that fell under the safe standard, now had to tool up to meet the new standard. And that costs, and so communities were petitioning the EPA all the time for, hey, we need more time. We can't afford to change our water system. We're going to have to do a public, raise funds and issue bonds so that we can tool up and improve our water system to meet the new standard. So what that meant was, in the meantime, people are drinking the toxic water. And this is happening constantly all over the country, is that the water doesn't meet the standard, or it doesn't meet the standard that they're going to introduce and change tomorrow. And so you can't wait around for the government to solve this for you. You can't count on the fact that the water that's coming out of the tap that's being delivered is safe.
You should ignore your doctor and ignore your public water utility regulators and your politicians. They will harm you by their ignorance and their arrogance and the blight of their stupidity that harms you, because they're not going to remove these toxins because they're dealing with regulatory authority. So on paper, your regulated entity called you on paper is perfectly fine, because you're not going to get sick or die on paper or be exposed to 10,000 other plus toxins. On paper, only 35 or 45 count. Weird, isn't it?
It's tragic, and it's sad, and it's sad that we have this system where you can introduce a new compound, and then...
Or change the standard. They change the standard and say, oh, by the way, it used to be X toxic, now it's a different toxic level. And very often those toxic levels rise because they say, you know what, since Fukushima happened, even during Barack Obama, they raised the level of radiotoxins and chemicals that could be in people quite a bit, and said, you know, hey, it's not toxic anymore. Well, it was 2 minutes or 2 weeks ago, but now we've changed the regulation. It's not considered a biotoxin, and they're not even talking about bioaccumulation. They're just saying, hey, if we measure X number of parts per million, it's no longer considered dangerous. Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy, and it's sad, and people need to recognize if you want to solve the problem, you have to do it yourself. It's the classic case. You've got to take personal responsibility. You've got to solve this problem for yourself. Fortunately, there's a way to do it. Fortunately, at Pure Water Systems, we have solved the problem. You have to buy our
system. And by the way, nobody else has.
Work for you.
I hear them flogging all kinds of things like Berkey's and gravity wave systems, and even the big ones like Culligan and so on. These monster systems aren't as clean, and they're big and bulky, and they require at least two plumbers to actually work with them, because when you put them in, you change them every, say, 2 years. They're heavy as hell. They're 150 pounds. You need two adult strong men to handle a system. Our pure water system, the whole home filters, for example, are 20 inches long. They last a year. They're easy to replace by anybody, even a non-plumber. So the idea that, you know, that these systems are equivalent to what commercially available ones, no. The pure water system is superior to it. And a lot less expensive.
Well, and a lot less expensive, easy to use, easy to maintain, and on top of it all, it solves the problem. It solves the problem. You don't have to worry about, oh, guess what, they changed the standard. Oh, guess what, they introduce a new thing that they're regulating. No, with our system, you solve the problem. It's something you can feel good. This has been taken care of. And so for you and your family, now you can rest assured and have peace of mind that you're drinking the purest water available.
Amazing things going on. I'll tell you, if you drink clean water, eat good organic food, take your NutriMeds, Avoid toxic polypharmacy. You're going to live long and prosper. And we have Sean from LessEMF. Welcome back, Sean.
Thank you.
So, Sean, if you're going to protect somebody and they never listen to the show or visited LessEMF, what would you tell them? What would be the first three or four things you'd say to protect them from just living?
I would say, number one, protect yourself from your own phone. Get a case. Nice and simple, really easy to get started with. Number two, protect yourself from your own Wi-Fi router. Get a nice little cover for it. Real easy. You know, one of those fire and forget things. You put it on, never have to think about it again.
Right.
Number three, get a meter and take reading.
Right. All right. Your house or your business, right? Right.
What was that?
Yeah, around your house or your business.
That's right. Where you work is also a very important place. You know, you spend a lot of time there. So that's number one, two, and three, cell phone, router, and a meter, because you never know how bad your environment is until you take those readings.
Yeah. Now, what I see happening is that people aren't aware that toxic pollution is doing what's called gene silencing. It's like going along with a piece of duct tape to all your chromosomes and sticking it on the end of your genes saying, you know what, don't talk to the cell. Don't make those structural proteins and enzymes. Just forget it. Just, you know, put your genetic feet up and just kind of lay there. And that's what's happening when you get cell phones on the side of your head or smart meters on your home. In fact, I got a request by email today about somebody that wants to protect themselves from the bank of smart meters on the side of their apartment building. I'm thinking they need a wall. They need to also have protection inside their apartment. And with things like stetsurizers, whatever the electricity that's coming into their home. And if you get solar panels, like we're getting Sunrun Solar, you want to make sure you have, between the solar panels and the inverter, you want to have a stetsurizer to grab that low-frequency electropollution before it gets into your power distribution panel on your wall, right?
Yeah.
So,
it would definitely be a close number four in this situation, too. Then that's going to be really, really strong. And that's one thing people never seem to realize. Even when they're testing for EMF, they do tend to overlook the dirty electricity.
Yeah, and of course, the problem is they also worry, don't understand, I see young people walking around with those little, they have these really shorty kind of like ear thingies that are not really connected even to, they're wirelessly connected to their little transformer thing for listening to music. I'm thinking, they don't even have wires now. So their brain is actually getting radiation directly pumped into their, you know, petrous temporal bone and their insula of their temporal lobe and their eighth cranial nerve. It's like, are you kidding me? Within minutes, they're going to have break down their blood-brain barrier. But they don't want to listen because our biological systems didn't evolve to taste bad electricity or say it had a foul or sulfury smell. It doesn't give you a screaming sound like, ah, you're dying, you're being cooked. I mean, if you heard a horrifying sound or a terrible smell when you had bad electricity, people might, you know, like if they had what I call a smellophone. In other words, wouldn't it be funny if instead of a meter, you had a meter that when you walked into a toxic area, it started smelling like something really bad, like, you know, an outhouse. Or it had what I call a voice-a-con. It says, you're being cooked. It's really hot here. Your DNA is being fried. You're going to die soon. And then you would have emoticons that go higher and higher eventually. Get out now. You're burning. It would be funny, wouldn't it? Little voice-a-cons, I call it.
Yeah, that would be vastly entertaining. And people would really understand what's happening a little better.
Yeah, because a lot of people have to emotionally connect with things because they don't have natural senses that tell them they're being put in danger. Now, the little bees know, and in fact, it's interesting, bees pick up because Migrating birds and bees and human beings in their pineal gland that regulates all your hormones have magnetite. Now, magnetite's important. It's interesting, magnetite is a form of iron compound, and it turns out that until you have iron, you don't have a connection between the physical body and the soul. Now, you know that all the iron in the universe is created by supernovas, so even our current star systems are multi-generational stars that actually absorbed heavy ions from previous supernova. And without iron, you actually don't have the ability for birds to migrate or bees to fly back to their nests. So without a previous supernova, our world wouldn't exist. Isn't that interesting? Now, the magnetite, of course, picks up these harmonic radiations, and they screw up your normal DNA transcription because life is a dance between biophotons and ion channels. If you want to summarize life in one sentence, that's what it is. It's a dance, an ongoing dance between a frequency energy spectra and ion channels that let molecules in to turn on genes. Period. And if you have electropollution, it does gene silencing. It's almost like being shadow banned by Twitter. This is, you're being shadow banned by electropollution. How's that? Do you like that? Is that a good term?
That's a good one.
So, do you want to be shadow ban your own DNA? And people say, now I understand what you're saying because I know shadow banning is in the news lately. No, I don't want that. Well, then why are you putting the cell phone on the side of your head? Why do you live in a house with those statuses? Why do you not realize you need to put a wall up if you've got a bank of these damn cell phone, you know, the smart meters on the side of your apartment building? Why are you in a toxic environmental place in your place of work because none of your computers have got screen things on? My computer now looks really cool. It's kind of like a big, if you want to call it, a custom-made wrapping around it. Now, I had to pull down one side of it because it was blocking the air off the top. I took a couple of those great big balls with all the spikies on, put it on top so it wouldn't block the airflow to the top of my computer, but it's perfectly happy now, and it's not blasting me with radiation. If I take my gigahertz solution and point the antenna, which is about a 10-inch antenna on it, it'll say, "You're not being fried today, Eagle. You must have got the message." You know? I'm seriously thinking about patenting the idea of voice-a-cons, because you can imagine how, if you know, all kinds of things you could actually put a voice-a-con on an email or a meter or something, and the voice-a-con would tell you something funny, and you could even, if you want to have it, you could have it voiced in the sort of pseudo voice of somebody that's famous, like Arnold Schwarzenegger or Ebenezer Scrooge or whatever. You could actually have voice-a-cons in well-known voices that would make you cringe or laugh or cry, whatever you like. Or scream.
The scream would be a great one.
Yeah. Or, you can have horror voice-a-cons, you know, different types of screams from different types of creatures, you know. The creature from the Black Lagoon, you know, Darth Vader's voice, whatever. You are being fried. I am your father. Do you not get out of the way of the bell of the destroying DNA harvest? Do you want to become like me, limbless, and now a cyborg? Yeah, people don't get it. I mean, the second is, by the time they get it, it's too late. It's like, hey, you know, Johnny got a multicentric astroglioma in his right temporal lobe. I wonder how that happened. By the way, he's right-handed, so it's in the right side of his brain. How did that happen? Julie lost her memory. What happened? She started seizuring. I don't know how that happened. She's on the cell phone all day long. She sleeps on her cell phone at night to get messages from her boyfriend. Or, you know, and people say, well, what's happening? I said, do you know how to make that guinea pig sound? I don't know how to do it. You know, if I could, I'd do it just for fun. But there's a guinea pig sound, almost like, but that sound is what people are doing when they don't understand that they're getting cooked. Right?
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, if it didn't give a body count, it could actually be indirectly or accidentally funny. But unfortunately, like ancient Greek, tragedy and comedy, they're often the two faces of the same thing, aren't they?
Very often.
Yeah. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk more with those things. That was good advice you gave, what people should do if they've never listened to the show or gone to your website, what you should do to start with to take care of themselves so You are not frying today. How's that? As they say in the burn units, you don't want to smell bacon. When you walk in the burn unit, it means you have fresh customers. You don't want to be a fresh customer cooking yourself with electro pollution.
Don't get refined.
So, Sean, let's talk about how to protect against 5G. What are your advice on 5G? Because 5G is coming. And, you know, I heard the comments by Alex Jones, which I think is actually correct, that 5G allows them to know your geolocation down to a cubic meter. It beams right through vegetation, which they thought at first was going to block it. It allows them to actually create a cybernetic model of Earth where they're going to put 12,000 satellites in low Earth orbit, like the LEO satellite system, only much more robust. So that anywhere on the Earth, you can be in the middle of the Atacama Desert in South America and get 5G. You can be out in the middle of the Sahara or the ocean and get 5G and even watch movies while you're on your sailing boat out in the middle of the Pacific, 2,000 miles from any physical land. This is kind of crazy as far as I'm concerned. In life forms such as us, bees, and pollinating insects and birds are not going to find their way, are they?
No, they're not, but there is protection.
Tell us what do you offer? What do you offer for 5G?
Well, for these frequencies, they're going to be such high frequencies, we've got to stick with nickel and copper-based materials. So we've got two things for you. First of all, they're not good for your skin, so please don't wear them as clothes. Nickel can be very irritating, and copper can be oxidized by your skin and the oils in your skin. Don't wear them as clothes, but I've got a paint and a fabric that really does the trick. So I've got nickel copper ripstop fabric, which is a beautiful wall shield. It's very easy to work with, very stiff, kind of like a thick wallpaper that goes up. But it's rated at 80 dB. That's insanely strong. And then we've got the Cooper Coat paint. If you've got a large format situation, there is always something we can do, and paint can be the easier way to go.
Yeah.
Of course, you've got to ground that paint, too. Paint can be funny if we don't ground it right. It's really a safety thing, so make sure you ground your paint.
Yeah, that's ground it means it has a wire connecting to ground.
Correct. And if we don't with paint, with these shielding paints, and say somebody goes to hang up a picture, and they drive a nail into the wall, it goes through the shielding paint, and it hits a wire in that wall. Well, now that nail is energized, and because we've got a conductive shielding paint there, you just energize that whole wall. Now we've got a fire hazard, we've got a health hazard, so we got to make sure we ground it so that this can't happen. If something like that does happen, we can send it off the ground, and everything will be safe.
Yeah. Now, what's interesting is that you combine radio toxins, electrotoxins, toxic volatile building materials, and toxic chemicals in your food, air, and water, and depleted uranium from 38 states, by the way. You can measure DU nanoparticles in 38 U.S. states, the lower 48 for testing by your military. People don't realize they've supercharged the upper atmosphere with nanoparticle thorium, strontium, barium, and aluminum to turn the upper atmosphere to plasma, so they can actually steer weather and even trigger off earthquakes, volcanoes, and basically become the gods of Earth to control the weather systems. And while they're doing this, they actually can put what we call frequencies through that can actually harmonically affect resonant DNA in any specific tuned life form. So you can have a specific harmonic resonant frequency that can kill off pathogens, stimulate certain DNA, or actually be lethal. And people don't think, well, you can't do that, Doc. I said, look, I'm going to soon have patents in the next few months on my epigenetic frequency therapy, and it applies to everything. It applies to medical therapies to help. It can apply to directed energy toxic effects of directed energy weapons that can be very lethal. People say, well, you mean what you do could actually be turned into a weapon? Yeah, that's why electricity is a double-edged sword. But they should be taking that 90% of pollution that they put and dumping it back into the ground and bringing it back all the way to the plant to neutralize it, but they don't, do they? The power companies. They don't. And the fact is, we probably need a new power distribution system that's not subject to the weather or fires. For example, the power utility company should have what's called buried plasma lines, where you don't have electricity, but you have plasma, and it's not alternative current, because alternating current is toxic. It has the same resonant frequency as the frequencies that of calcium. Is that interesting?
That is.
Now, what happens is calcium is regulates a bunch of enzymes called calmodulin, like calmodulin A and B, etc. And what these do is they actually are activating frequencies for many of the metabolic processes to turn enzymes on. Is regulated by the resonant frequency of electricity sine waves. And people say, well, you mean the frequency now, they have a slightly different frequency, carrier frequency in Europe. I think it's like, instead of, it's 50, I think it's 55 hertz rather than 60.
Well, it's actually 50 hertz.
50 hertz. So, yeah, so that means in Europe, their frequency is quite different. 50 hertz is not as quite different. Let me see if I have my resonant frequency tables here from Linus Pauling. If there's something close to 50. The closest I can see here is sulfur is at 47.78463 hertz. So that's the closest sulfur. Now, if you hit resonant frequencies, you have what calls negative and positive effects. If the resonant frequency jams that sulfur-based enzyme pathways that are related and require sulfur will actually decrease their Kmax or enzyme activity. Interesting, eh?
Yeah.
So, directed energy weapons can be made to tune to specifically block specific enzyme pathways that could have toxic or lethal effects. One of my contacts, as I mentioned on the show before, was an NSA agent. Say, well, back, you know, this is back in 1995, where I was there, 94, where I was their doctor for U.S. Space Command, we call the Space Force now, and the NSA and CIA. And it turns out they had a direct energy weapon. They say they wouldn't use the double tap technique to get rid of somebody if they were a bad agent in the field, where they give you two 22 caliber bullets to the forehead and the left ventricle. They hit you with a direct energy weapon with a scalar frequency to turn on a stroke, heart attack, or cancer, or pulmonary embolus. Now, so they've already had the science now for decades. This is nothing new. But these direct energy weapons are very sophisticated. They advanced them quite a bit when they used the battlefield or the laboratory, I called, of Iraq. Iraq was a laboratory. It wasn't just a place we went to try to pretend that Saddam had weapons of mass destruction. It was a perfect laboratory to use the killing fields of Iraq to develop even better directed energy weapons for the battlefield. And unfortunately, those same frequencies and toxins, to a lesser extent, are present in all your electro pollution generating home appliances like cooktop stoves or induction cooktops and microwaves that might shield you partly from the microwaves. But if you take one of our Gigahertz Solutions machines and point it at it, it's screaming at you like, you're cooking! You're 12 feet away, but you're still cooking! You know, the microwave could scream at you would tell you that, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And people say, Dr. Deagle, you're funny, but I hope you're not telling the truth. Unfortunately, I hope I'm slightly funny enough so you'll actually consider it, research it, pray on it, and then act. Get the less EMS stuff. If you haven't had to turn on a microwave, be 20 feet away plus. Try not to use it. By the way, when you microwave water for plants, the plant doesn't do very well because it scrambles their harmonic resonant frequencies inside the water, and the plant doesn't do well when it's getting, called electrically polluted water. It's got literally informational signal scrambled in the water when you water a plant and you put it through a microwave. Isn't that interesting?
That is.
Don't water your plants with microwave water. It's the only way I like to warm my soft tacos. I said, you know what? People get lazy, don't they? They say, hey, I just take my dinner and throw it in there in 2 minutes, man, it's ready, and I just peel off the top and when I'm done, chuck it in the garbage. the container. I'm thinking, uh-oh. you can see that song, the back in the 70s, in the age of 25, what mankind will believe in the age of 45, they went through that song, remember, years ago?
Yeah.
In the age of of 2018, people start to realize they're getting cooked. You could make a kind of a dialogue, a series of takeoffs of that song. It would be quite funny. But it would tell people that, you know, as Elon Musk and all these pollution guys and the power corporations and the government, including Trump, says, hey, 5G is cool, man. We want autonomous vehicles to land on your doorstep and take you with autopilot to the movie theater or the stadium. That's the future. I would call it the Jetsons. Unfortunately, while you're being jetted there, you're also getting cooked by 5G autonomous vehicles flying around that have a little cyber brain in them, connected to the 5G network. Better watch out. Better not cry. Better read Leslie MF, or soon you will die. What do you like of that?
That's a good one. And don't forget to use Eagle 5 when you call us.
Yeah, use Eagle 5. You save $5 and do use the link and shop my products at NutriMedical.com. Back in a moment with Dr. Bob Thiel, and we're going to do a biblical analysis of why the fires are going on in California.
It's been... Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.